Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Angie Udermark, one of the organizers of the Coaches vs. Cancer event, which will be held tomorrow.
Angie, I just kind of wanted to get an idea of how things are sitting at this point. First of all, I understand you have a number now as far as cash donations, an idea of how much money we've already raised. That's very exciting.
Right. Yes. So tomorrow's the big event, Saturday, January 21st. But going into that event, we're at approximately $10,000 in cash donations, which we're super excited about.
In addition to that, your opportunities to increase that amount are based on a lot of that. Silent auction items is a big deal. And I understand your basement is filled with them.
Yes, absolutely. Things are really coming in. People are really getting behind the event, which they always do. That's what Knoxville is so great to do, is get behind this. The silent auction items are around 250 right now, and we absolutely are still accepting them. We'll accept them up until tomorrow morning. If you want to bring something out to the high school, we would not turn anything away. But we have everything from an Iowa football helmet signed by Kirk Ferentz to overnight stays, local Valentine baskets, gift certificates. You know, there's just a variety of things. Something for everyone. So hopefully everybody will come out and check it out tomorrow morning.
Other reasons to come out, obviously we have our presentation that goes on between the girls and boys games tomorrow night, and we'll be honoring some cancer survivors, more or less. Who's that going to be this year?
Right. We always do a ceremony between games, which is really what the evening is all about. Yes, there's basketball games, but we are there as two different teams, but for one cause. And to us, that's what makes this so special. So tomorrow night, we will be honoring Barry Smith and his mother-in-law, Sue P. Long. So that's kind of a special twist this year that we haven't done before. We've usually honored individuals that aren't connected in any way. But this year, Barry and his mother-in-law, unfortunately, have both been affected by cancer. So it'll be really special. We're really good friends with them, as we are everybody that we've honored, but kind of special for their family and special for us as well. So yeah, Barry and his mother-in-law, Sue P. Long.
And I just think it's interesting. This will be my first Coaches versus Cancer. And I know there are some other people out there that maybe have lived here in town or are new to town that haven't experienced this. Can you give them an idea what they can expect if they do come out? And also just encourage people to come out.
Right. Well, that's super easy because we are so excited. I just can't contain our excitement. And every year, it just blows us away the way that our town gets behind this. And it's just super, super special. And it really means a lot. So it's a day full of fun. There's stuff starting at 8 o'clock in the morning with alumni games. Tyler Pearson has organized games start at 8 o'clock in the morning. The last game will start at 3 p.m. The dance team will be dancing during the alumni game, so you can come out and watch them as well. The silent auction will be going on all day long. A quilt raffle. There's some ladies in town who have done some quilt work and will be raffling off a quilt. There will be shooting contests during the game. There's pink ice cream and cookies. Booster Club will have the concession stand open all day. There's just so many fun things going on, and just the community part of it. It really brings everybody together. So even if you're not interested in any of that stuff, just come out. It's a great way to just socialize with people in the town and all get together for a great cause.
I know when you started this 9 years ago, you started just a couple weeks out, and Jim had told me you were amazed that you managed to raise, I think it was $4,000 9 years ago. Looking back over the years, as it's slowly increased, and we're now up over $80,000 a year consistently, you must just be, how can you even process all this and how successful it's been?
Yeah, you had trouble too. Like there's not even words to describe how we feel about how this event has increased each year, how the community just continues to get behind it. You're right. When we started this 9 years ago, we raised $4,000 and we were in tears because we were so proud of that amount. And Jim and I both have been affected, our families, as is everyone. I don't think you'll find anyone in the gym tomorrow that has not been affected by cancer some way, but both of our grandparents have been affected and we've lost our grandparents to cancer. So that really encourages us to really continue to do this year after year and make them proud and just honor them a little bit by doing this. So yeah, we never imagined that it would do this. And in fact, that was never our goal. Our goal has always just been something is better than nothing. And it's just amazing how it's continued to grow every year. come out all day long. The basketball games will start at 6:15. I would encourage you to get there early. It always fills up. It's usually standing room only. So get there early, and it's just a great day full of fun events. All of us can get together, fight against cancer. We just like to thank KNIA for all their coverage.
Thanks again to Angie Udermark. This has been today's Let's Talk Knoxville. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.